Hi guys, welcome to my very first podcast channel. I mean, I don't know how you say them, like as a channel or yeah, you know what I'm saying. So welcome. My name is Irene. But I don't know. I'm gonna go with Marika. So yeah, this podcast will be Marika's podcast. That doesn't even make sense. Marika. I don't know how you spell Marika, but it's gonna be Marika. So let's just say, yeah, let's just put it that way. It's gonna be Marika. So yeah, welcome to my love life podcast. Today we're gonna talk about love, and I don't know, it's just fun for me, I think, to kind of like talk about it, since it's relieving stress as well. I heard that, you know, I read a couple articles and all of them talking about how, like, if you share something out loud, you know, even by yourself or talking to the microphone like I do right now, it helps a lot with, like, you know, decreasing all the amount of stress you have on your mind, soul, and body, and you know, all of them. But yeah, today I'm gonna talk about narcissisms, or like narcissists. How do you say narcissists? Narcissisms. But yeah, so I'm gonna talk about it because, ladies and gentlemen, I was in a very toxic relationship. And the person was very, very narcissistic. I'm sorry. I'm from Indonesia, so like my English is not as what you think it is. But yeah, you see me dark skin, but I'm from Indonesia. Like I'm black, but I'm from Indonesia. So we'll talk about that in another, you know, podcast episodes. But yeah. So today, love. That's a very tough word, don't you think? It is a very tough word to say. No? I don't know, yeah. But love, it's very, very frustrating sometimes. Like, I came to the United States at the age of 18, okay? I came here for school, for college. And, you know, everything was new. Everything was, like, so new to me because I never lived in America before. So, came from Indonesia to here. It was, you know, it was such a moment. It was such an experience for me to be here and, like, experience new things, you know, new friends, new life, and, like, new people, basically. So yeah, it was kind of new, but I don't know, I'm able to adapt to the situations around me. Like, I'm very adaptable type of person because I'm a Gemini, so we like adapt quickly. We're like that social butterflies, people like always, you know, making friends and like making people feel comfortable around us. So I don't have that much challenge, but you know, sometimes I keep it like, sometimes I feel like I don't have that much challenge, but I actually do have, you know, I've met so many challenges in my life that I feel like I don't have challenges, but I do, you know what I mean? Like, since you are that, you know, social butterfly type of person, that you think you don't have that kind of like problems with like interacting with people, like making relationships with, you know, people and stuff, like friendship and all that. But you do. Yeah, I struggle with that a lot, but since I'm that kind of person, you know, you gotta put up that big smile, go make people comfortable and forget about yourself. And then you come back home, you just want to be like by yourself, like all alone, and don't want people to bother you and all that. That's me, literally. Like, and I believe some of Geminis are like that as well. So yeah, you know. But yeah, love life. I came here, I wasn't really in a relationship, and I was back in Indonesia for a couple of years. I mean, I have, like, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends in the high schools, but that wasn't really, like, you know, intense, you know what I mean? Like how do you call them, like, serious relationship, like, your mind, your brain, your everything is in the relationship. Like, that's not it. That was, like, more like, you know, we meet each other at schools, maybe, like, Saturday we go out together, or Friday, you know, and then schools, after schools, or maybe we watch games and that's it, and we text each other, you know. We met only, like, you know, 3 times in a week, that kind of, like, stuff, you know what I mean? But when I came here and I experienced my very, very first, like, strong, like, intense relationship, like, very serious type of way, I believe I was 21. You can guess how old I am right now, but I'm not that old. But when I was 21, I met this guy. He's Italian American, and I'm, you know, Indonesians, black Indonesians, like, you know, the black side of Indonesian, where, you know, the island of Papua, I'm from, like, that side, that part. And it's so, like, you know, the different culture, like, you can tell, like, Italian and Indonesian is very, like, you know, manner-ish type of people, like, you know, they value, like, you know, respect older people, they value certain values. And Italian too, but Italian is very, like, different. Italian very, like, you know, family, like, strong family oriented, and, like, I don't know, it's just different. So that was, like, yeah, that was me the first time I have my very intense relationship with this man. And he was, when I met him, he was 24. Yeah, when I met him, he was 24 and I was 21. Yeah, he was 24 and I was 25. No, he was 25, was it? Oh, I don't know. Like, all I remember is he was 20. Let's just say he was 24. In between 24 and 25. But yeah, he was 24 and I was 21. I met him in, so, you know, back in the day when I was, like, I came here, all I want to do is, like, you know what, I was thinking of having, like, an American boyfriend, and, like, you know, just, you know, kind of feel how it feels to have, like, you know, I just want to experience, like, how it feels to have an American boyfriend, or, like, you know, I don't know, just out of desires, you know. And then, yeah, it comes to it, I mean, I'm dating a couple people, like, I always have people, you know, since I'm beautiful, so well, you gotta admit that you're a beautiful girl, you better, because you are beautiful, boys, men's, you're handsome too, you're beautiful, handsome, how you say it, but you're awesome. Yeah, so yeah, I'm beautiful and I'm cute and I'm from Asia and I'm, like, you know, 10, like, my skin is, like, 10-ish, like, you know, brown-ish, that's, like, perfectly tropically, I don't know, skin. If you go to, like, you know, Southeast Asia, and you can see, yeah, those are the skins I have, like very tan and all that. So I have a lot of people interested in me, and yeah, I have a couple dated a couple people from different backgrounds. I dated a black man, an African American, and I dated. Did I date a Caucasian? I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe no. Yes, I did once. And I dated, like, I dated a Spanish, like, a Hispanic man. And I dated, yeah, I pretty much dated all kind of backgrounds. Like, I just, you know, dated means, like, you go out and you eat with them and you discover each other's, like, interests and all that. Yeah, but nothing special. It's just, like, go out and let's see what's the future holds. So yeah, I did a couple of people, and then as I'm, you know, in the transitions of, like, my first year to my second year of college, I met this guy. Let's just call his name Ben. But Ben doesn't sound like Italian. No, that's okay. Just call him Ben. Okay, so I met Ben in the train when I was, you know, I got out of the college when I went. Yeah. So let me explain it again. So I met him after my. So that one day I have a very busy schedule at school. I have like, I don't know, like 3 classes in a day. And I was so tired, like my face looks like I'm about to die. And I had my hat on. I have like this giant backpack behind me, like my laptops and books and everything. And I dress up very, very like standard, I would say, like nothing cute about me, if I would say. And so yeah, it was around like 3 to 4, and he just got out of the work. I know, because he worked at the, you know, the government, he worked at the federal building. And yeah, so yeah, he worked at the federal building. So he took the train back home, and his house is not that far from my last apartment that I lived in. It's close by, so it's like basically 15 minutes from my house. So yeah, I entered the train and I saw him like standing next to the door, like, you know, the train door. So we're basically like facing each other, and I'm like, I'm the type of girl that when I'm tired, like when I'm tired and like I don't in like I'm not in the mood, you better not come to me and talk to me, because I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm like, just don't talk to me. Like, I give you the face, I give you the look and everything. But yeah, he was wearing like, you know, all these chains. And I'm the type of girl that's like, I don't like people showing off too much, you know? And like, he was wearing these chains and like trying to make himself look like, I don't know, like a, I don't know. But yeah, I was inside my heart, I was like, this dude trying to make himself look like, you know, cute or whatever, but he's not. And I never thought that he would like walk outside and like actually, you know, walk to me and like ask me for my informations, if that's how you say it. Yeah, so I got out of the train, I don't really think about him, I just walk straight, I have my headphones on, I can't hear nothing else outside like around me, so I'm just listening to the music. And suddenly somebody tapped me on the back and I'm like, whoa, what's up, what's good? I'm like, you scare me, like you tapped me out of nowhere. And it was like, so Ben was like, I'm sorry, I saw you in the train, I think you're kind of cute, I like your face, you have a very cute face. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, sad, thank you. And he was like, so he started with like, where are you going? Are you going home? And I'm like, yeah, my house is like right next to the, yeah, my apartment's like there, you know, like behind the station and all that. And I was like, okay, let me walk you down there, because I'm walking down there as well. So I was like, okay, let's walk down there then. Yeah, and then we walked together. And he was supposed to take the bus. He was supposed to take the bus like down there. I don't know, like the bus to his house for like. If he take the bus, he had to go like on the other side. So we have a different ways of going home. Like, he had to go the other way and I had to go the other way. But he managed to kind of like, you know, fake-ish, like, okay, I'm going that way, but he's actually not. So yeah, he was like talking to me, asking me where I'm from, and I'm like, I'm Asian. You what? You Haitian? I was like, no, I'm Asian. I was like, no, but you don't look like Asian. See, like I told you guys, I'm like black, but I'm Indonesian. So yeah, we'll get to that later in my other episodes. But yeah, so yeah, I met him, we talk, and then. I can't even speak, what the hell. Okay, long story short, he asked my number, and I'm like, sure, I give you my number, but like, for what? We can be friends. He was like, okay, cool. I'm like, okay, whatever, I give him my number. Excuse me. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I fall asleep just by telling the story. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm excuse my language. What the fork is going on again? Okay, so I was like, okay, well, whatever. I gave him his number, and he was like, okay, then can I get a hug? I'm like, what? You want to hug me on the first fucking day you met me? I was like, okay, fine. We hugged each other, and then he went back home, and he was like, what? And he's going back to the way that we came in, and I was like, wait, aren't you supposed to go that way? But he was like, I'm actually have to go that way, but I just want to, you know, ask you and everything. Like, oh, okay, cool. That's kind of cute, but whatever. And then, after that, never heard from him, nothing. 2 weeks later, he messaged me on Saturday morning. And I was like, hey, what's up? How's everything with you? And I'm like, I'm good. Where you been? And I was like, you know, just doing me and all that. And so, do you want to go out and date? And I was like, sure, let me give it a try. Well, don't get me wrong, but I like people with tattoos, and he got a lot of tattoos, and I'm like, boy, give me that, buddy. Just kidding. That's not what I meant, but yeah. So he was like, okay, cool. I was like, okay, sure, let's give it a try. Well, you know me, my second year of college, I just want to experience stuff, you know. I just want to know. And I haven't been in a relationship for so long, like 3 years since like high school. So I don't really, like, you know, and I just want to try on, you know, like, how is it like to be in a relationship? So I'm like open, like, I'm very open for, you know, relationship and all that. So yeah, from there we go on the first date, and then we go on another date, and then things builds up, and I kind of like him a lot. Like, he shows that, you know, the first time. See, that's the thing about people, like toxic people, they show, like, toxic, or I don't know, narcissists or whatever, those people, they show you their good side a lot on the first, like, I would say, month of you dating, or like, you know, getting to know each other before, like, actually be in a relationship. So we're talking for like 2 months. So I met him on February, March. Yeah, I met him in February, and then we're, and then when we start to, like, you know what? Let's be in a relationship. That's on, I believe, April. Yeah, that was on April 10th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so that's the time where everything kind of, like, you know, perfect. Every single time, he buy me food, he pay for my food, everything. Pick me up, drive me off, come to my house, hang out with me. But the first year, like the first, not year, the first 6 months I'm with him, like when we are in relationships, so like when we're boyfriend and girlfriend, the first 7 months, I would, not seven, 6 months, I would say 6 months, the first 6 months, never even stepped foot in his mom's house. The thing is, he still lives with his family, like his mom and dad and like brothers and sisters. So the first time I stepped in his family's house was, I believe it was December for Christmas. So I don't know why, but he's very open, you know. He's very open about his past relationship. He had a girlfriend for like 13 years. Yeah, 13 years. So they've been, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend since, like, I don't know, middle school maybe, or high school, I would say. But yeah, and he's been, I mean, she has been living in his house for 5 years. So yeah, knowing that, I kind of, like, I don't know, because I don't know, like, American type of way, you know. I'm from Indonesia. We never, like, in Indonesia, we don't have, like, that, like, you know, boyfriend. When you boyfriend and girlfriend, your girlfriend can come live with you and your family. That's, like, big no. You better get out of my mom's house, or something's about to go down, like, that kind of bad. So, unless you're married, then you can sleep there. But you have to find your own house. But, yeah, so that's kind of, like, new for me. I don't know what to react, so I'm like, okay, sure, like, okay, whatever, I guess, but please, like, you know, don't sleep with her or something. Like, don't be in the same house, you know, because you are with me right now. That's, like, very disrespectful. And he was like, no, he's not. She's moving out. She's not living with me anymore. You know, we fought a lot. Like, we fought a lot. And we came to a term. He was like, we came to a term where, like, you know, we don't see each other's eyes, like, face to face, and we don't talk, you know. So we decided to, like, apart. But see, the thing is, when I research him, because, you know, I'm the type of girl, if I want to be with someone, if I want to be friends with you, I'm going to research the fuck out of you. Like, I'm going to know your family, I'm going to know your background, everything about you before I, like, you know, infest myself to you. So I googled him up. You know what, the day that I met him, like, the day that we talk about stuff, he's still with his girlfriend. Like, they're still in a relationship. Like, I found a photo on Facebook, like, him and his girlfriend, like, Ben's girl, you know. Why am I saying his girlfriend? Like, whatever. Like, let's just say Ben and Amanda, okay? So the ex-girlfriend, the long girlfriend, like, the longest girlfriend is Amanda, okay? So Ben and Amanda, like, Amanda was sitting on the top of his lap, so I'm like, okay, well, that's the day we met. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm okay with that. Maybe that was, you know, back in the day before he made his choices and everything, but that's a red flag. Like that's right there is red fucking flag. But I'm like, you know, being new to all of this shit and being so fragile and, like, open and not knowing anything about the wildlife of American. I'm not saying that, you know, of judging, but, like, you know, I don't know stuff like that, you know. I'm like, sure, because in Indonesia we're very, like, you know, religious type of country, so we don't do, like, you know, like, I don't know, just it's just different. Like, really, you google it up, Indonesia, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, whatever, it's okay, I can deal with that. The next one is when I came to his house, you know, came to his room, everybody was like, who is that? He literally, like, put me all the way up to his room. Like, I'm not hanging out with the family. Like, and when I came to the room, everything is between him and his ex, like, between Ben and Amanda. So, like, Amanda's stuff is still there. And we are in our, I would say, 8 months of relationship. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is her stuff is still here? And he was like, you know, we've been living together. You have to understand, we've been living together 5 years. You know, we've been together for so long. I can't just let him, like, you know, he's like a part of my, he's like family too. You know, my mom, everybody knows him. I'm like, okay, sure, but you with me. Like, oh my God, when I'm talking right now, right here, I feel so bad to myself. Like, I feel bad for myself. Like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, I should have left that day. Like, I should have known. But, you know, being me, I'm very loyal, and I'm very, like, you know, I don't know. I will stick with you no matter what until I have to see it myself, then I'll leave you. But that's really bad, though. Don't ever follow that, you know. But yeah, so after that, long story short, you know, another red flag. His girlfriend literally texted me on my phone and was like talking crap about me. Like, you're just this fat ass bitch, you're like what, you fuck somebody else's man. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't even touch him. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, you this and that, you're like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't deal with drama. Like, I don't do drama in my life. Like, honestly, like, you have to understand, like, guys, if you're listening to this, I don't do drama. Like, I hate being in, like, you know, relationship where, like, somebody is so mad with you and somebody else is like, you should not be in the relationship, this girl. I hate that. I'm like, but I was like, okay, sure, for him, I fucking be okay with it. I text her back. I was like, talking, you know, talk shit back to her, like talk shit about her, like, why are you still in his house when you know he's fucking with me? I'm like, you know, being that tough girl, but inside I'm like so broken and like so hurt. Like, okay, sure, let me just defend him and act like nothing ever hurts me, but it does hurt still. I was like, you know what, he can come to you, but he was just all over my, you know, for JJ last night. I'm like, what the fuck is this girl? I mean, if you, oh my god, that was disgusting. Like, I never, like, in my whole life talk about stuff like that. Like, we don't talk about that in my country. So being out here for the first time, experience all of that, I'm like, sure, okay, sure, like, okay, but whatever. I'm like, fuck you. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, but yeah, that was it's just funny. Like, the whole entire story about this relationship is very funny and fucked up in the worst way. So yeah, after that, I was like so fed up with everything, and I told him, you better tell your girlfriend, if not I'm gonna tell her myself. And he was like, no baby, I told him and everything. I'm like, okay, sure, make sure you do that, like, right now, or I'll leave you behind and all that. But I didn't, you know, I stuck with him. And then, you know, entering our second year of a relationship, everything started to unfold. He used to be like this nice and protective and kind and, like, you know, healthy and like strong man, and like, you know, always go to gym, work out, nice body, nice muscles, six pack, and like, you know, I don't know, everything about him is so good the first year. But then the second year came, it was every single time, there's no time that we fight. Like, we fought every single time, every single day. Like, if we're talking on the phone, we'll be cool, we'll be fine. But when we, you know, when we see each other, there's something's gonna come up, and something's gonna be blow the fuck out of us. Like, we will talk shit to each other, we will, you know, talk down to each other, and like, it's just very, very bad. And he is always blaming me. Oh my lord, like, he is always blaming me. Like, there's no way that he's not blaming me. Every single time he'll be like, why you do this, why you do that? One thing that always hurts me, because he was always talking about, like, can you grow the fuck up, like, be a woman. I'm like, what do you want me to, like, do you want me to be somebody else that I'm not? Are you comparing me with somebody else's because you didn't see that person in me? Like, and then we fought. And then we started to, like, fight every fucking day. Like, I'm over it. Like, talking about this, it hurts that I have to put myself through that shit. But yeah, and then okay, so I'm the type of person, if I love you with all my heart, oh my god, if you even need anything, and if I have the capability to buy it, I'm able to buy shit for you, I'll buy it. One time he was like, oh my god, my shoes, and I buy him shoes for birthdays, you know, and everything. He got me some shoes too, he got me a chain and everything. But that's it. That was the first year. And then the second year, nothing, zero. I've got him everything. Every single time I eat, he ate. If I ate something, he ate that, he ordered that, and I paid for that. And if I do this, everything is just unfair. Like, the relationship is very unfair. In the second year that I felt like I'm exhausted emotionally, mentally, and I still kept going, because I was like, you know, he introduced me to his family and everybody likes me, and everybody was like, you know, oh my god, finally you find a girl that's like, so everybody was talking good shit about me. You know, like, oh my god, finally, you know, I like you better. And his sister, Ben's sister, was like, oh, I like you better than his ex. His ex is crazy and all that. His little brother too, and his little brother, baby mama, also talked to me like that. I like you better and all that. I think you guys will make a perfect couple and all that. But yeah, he's very sweet though. Like, here's the thing about Ben. he's very sweet. Like, he can be really, really gentleman, like a real gentleman. He can be really, really protective and caring and loving. But when he switch on, that's like I see a different person. Like, I see a different man. Like, I will question myself, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's crazy. He just switch and start talking shit about me, being negative all day, not even apologize. He will never apologize for anything unless it's necessary, unless it's something that, you know, he knows it's like fucked up, like you can't even lie, like you're really fucked up, then he's apologizing. But if not, then he's never ever in his life will apologize for me. So that's one thing that, you know, I ignore when red flag again. But yeah, and the family and everybody. But then it comes to a moment where I discovered that he's a mama boy. Like, he would tell his mom everything about our relationship. If we fight, his mom will know. If we come to an argument and we couldn't resolve and I have to go home like that day and I leave the house and I'm talking to him for 2 days or for like a day, he'll tell his mom. Like, you know, sometimes he came to me, he was like, yeah, my mom told me when a girl, you know, leave you, you should have left her that day, you know. And he was like, what? So you tell your mom everything about our relationship? I was like, you probably tell your mom, you know, what we do in the fucking room. I'm like, that's so crazy. Like, I should have left him like that day, but I keep going. See, the thing is, the thing about us, like people who, you know, being in this toxic relationship, we thought that we could change them. We thought that, you know, being that girl, you know, from a different part of the world, you know, from a, you know, manner loving ish family, you know, like a, I don't know how to say it, like you expect yourself to be able to help him, you know, be in a good direction. It's like I find myself trying so much to get him to, you know, stop drinking soda, to get him to drink a lot of water, to get him to, like, let's go to gym together, you know, when he started to. So yeah, that's the thing though. Like, he stopped to go to gym on our second year of relationship. He's literally stopped. He was like, you know, I got no time, I work and everything. And then he lose weight. And he's like, you know what? You know, I'm like this, you know, you can't never. That's like, what is going on with you? I'm like, whatever, but I still love him for him, you know? So I'm like, okay, whatever. If that's what you, that's what makes you happy, then I'm not forcing him. And then, you know, yeah, back from that, from there, what was I talking about? See, I'm losing. But yeah, I don't have a script, guys. Like I just tell my story like right away to the microphone. If you can see me, I'm holding my microphone, like I'm talking to nobody but you guys. But yeah, so basically that was very, very bad, you know, decision that I made to stick until our third year. Jesus, third year. That's when I'm like, hold on, Irene. Hold on, what are you doing with your life? Like, he fucked up, like he makes me fucked up my whole year. Like the second year I'm in, like, you know, the second year I'm in college, I was with him, and then third year, that's when he fucked it all up. When we get into fight every day, it's just, I don't know what to say. He fucked all my semesters. Like, I got bad grade, I'm not focused in class. All I want to do is go home, you know. All I want to do is be with him because I'm so insecure in the relationship where I feel like he's cheating on me or he's, you know, fuck somebody else behind my back. Because I've seen text messages from his ex, from Amanda, you know, telling him like, I miss you, baby, I wish you were here, you would have like known that. And I saw them like reply with the love, and I'm like, whoa. it's a lot. It's a lot to take for a woman like me. But you know, I suck it all up. I move on from that. Even I saw messages like that from different girls, guys, from different girls. I saw messages popped out like, "What you doing tonight?" Which, see, the thing about me, I'm a very forgiving person. Like, I'll forgive you, but I don't know. Like, I think, you know, naturally people have their limits. And one day I just blew out. And I'm like, you know, if you don't do this, if you do this, if you keep doing this to me, I'm gonna leave you. Even he admitted, guys, even he admitted that I'm the only girl that's very, like, caring towards him. Like, I will be there. Like, I swear, like, I would, no matter what situation you are in, call me and I'll be there. If you sick, call me, I'll take care of you. If I love you that much, like, if I love you, I'll take care of you. Like, I'll make sure I have time for you. But third year, never came to my house, never came to my apartment, never cooked for me like he used to, never buy me nothing, even say thank you if I got you a fucking drink, no, nothing, and always asking me to be in his house, like, come to my house, you never have time for me, you never have, so I have to, like, forget all this, like, school stuff, and I have to just be with him. And then when I came back home, like, early in the, like, when I came back home, I would be struggling with all this paperwork, because if I open my laptop and do my shit in front of him, he'd be like, "Don't you got time, like, at schools? This is a time for me and you. Like, can we focus on each other instead of, like..." I'm like, and I failed. And I failed in so many classes, like, not like fail, but, like, you know what I'm saying, like, get bad grades and all that. And it fucked up. It fucked up all my years in college. Just because being in a very toxic relationship, you know. So, yeah, long story short, you know, I love him dearly. He's always be my first, he's always gonna be my, you know, lovely Ben, no matter what he did to me. But I just have to love myself enough to let him go. So I decided to break up with him a month and a week, I would say, like, completely done. I mean, I was so done with him from, like, 4 months ago, but, like, literally, like, not contacting him, like, talking, not talking to him anymore, was, like, a month and a half ago. So, yeah, that's that. I experienced a very, you know, hard relationship, and very tough relationship, very toxic, very, you know, self-oriented type of relationship. But if that's even makes sense, self-oriented, what the fuck is self-oriented? But yeah, I cried so many years. In our 3.5 years of being with each other, you can count me crying for so many times. I have to cry in the bus when I take the bus back to my house from his house. So many times I cry in the train, and I have to put my glasses on because I can't hold back my tears of how he treated me. Even talking to you guys, I'm gonna cry. That's really sad, but I invest so much time, you know. The thing is I never introduced him to my friend, because I know he's not the type of guy that's, you know, that would like to be introduced. And he will never come to my, like, he will never ask for my life, how's my life going, like, my friends, my family, never. He just cares about himself. And he wants me just to be there as an accessories, I guess. it was very hard decision. Because, you know, being in a toxic relationship, you wanted so bad to get out, but you couldn't. You tried so hard, but you couldn't. But I'm so happy I did it, because like, it was at some point a friend of mine, like, came to my life, and he was like, he treated me so well, like, so nice, like, he picked me up, he drive me, you know, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, like, what is going on, like, what am I feeling right now? I'm like, my boyfriend even never, like, Ben will never do that to me, like, pick me up, drive me here, drive me there, you know, if anything I needed, he'll have, you know, ask me how was, you know, everything going on, is it good, and if I talk to him, he'll fight with me, like, my friends, he will fight with me, like, he will vibe, like, you know, musically, like, we will dance, we'll sing, we'll just make each other happy, and, like, you know, share each other, like, and we share, like, deep thoughts, like, you know, about life, about future, and all that. I'm like, Ben should have done this. Like, I don't need somebody like Ben. That's when I'm like, okay, I need to get step back. Let's end this relationship. That's when I'm like, okay, I can't be with you. And then it was like I told you guys, it was bad. He was very angry at me. He'll text me shit messages, but at the end of the day, I just gotta do what I gotta do, you know, because if I didn't end that, then it'll continue like that. The cycle is going to be like that. I'm gonna be hurt every day, every single time I'm with him. So I'm glad I did that. I'm happy for myself. And if you are out there and if you're listening to this and you feel kind of like related to my story and everything, just stop. I'm telling you, stop being in a relationship where you're suffering for yourself. You know, if you don't love yourself, then who's gonna love yourself? You know, because that guy or that girl will never, never, ever be able to love yourself like you do to yourself. So you should take that lead and start to love yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's only you and yourself. You and your own body and your own soul and your own mind. It's going to, like, you know what? Let's survive in this, you know, wild world. Let's survive in this crazy world, you know? It's only you. No one's going to tell you that. You yourself is going to tell you that to keep you up. So love yourself, you know? You'll find that somebody out there. I believe I'm going to find somebody who's better than him. I am so fucking believe that I'm going to find somebody better that's going to support me with, you know, emotional needs and all of the things that, you know, we're supposed to have in a relationship. Like, both ways, not only one ways. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all those good stuff that people talking about in the relationship books or articles that I've been read. That I've been reading the whole entire year of mine. Because I was so confused with my own relationship. So, yeah. I wasted my, I would say, 3 years and a half of a relationship. I wasted my time for that, but I'll never regret that. I'm glad that he's in my life. He was in my life because I learned the hard way about relationship and about America as well. It's tough to share this stuff, but I feel so relieved that I could be able to share this with you guys. And for those of you that hear this story right now and you know who am I and you feel like, oh my god, that's you, Irene. And it's like, just understand that, you know, people have different stories and people have different life approach. So just don't judge people by its cover, because you don't know what the inside is like. You know, I might be that, you know, happy, joyful person, but inside you don't know what I'm going through. So thanks again, thank you so much for listening. I know it's a very long fucking podcast, but it's worth it, guys, because if you're listening till this very end of this podcast, I'm sure believe that you might somehow related to it, or you might somehow interested in this kind of topic. But yeah, that was my very bad experience of relationship, but I'm still grateful that I met him. We had so many good, you know, times together, me and Ben. I love him dearly. Now as a, you know, family, I look at him as a family, even maybe he doesn't, but he's always be cool with me and I'm always gonna be cool with him. So yeah, but I'm gonna find someone better than him, of course, because, you know, girl, I deserve better. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. I'm Irene or Marika. What should I go, Marika or Irene? Irene is kind of cute too, but everybody knows Irene, so I'm gonna go with Marika. And okay, so yeah, let's end this podcast and you guys can hang out with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Bye. Ciao. Sampai jumpa.